So what about your patient, a 67-year-old man, again, with a left-sided lesion that was RAS wild type? How did he present?
So this patient presented, you know, again, typical. The patient had, you know, melanoma that went for a while, skipped actually doing colonoscopies, presents to his primary physician somewhat weak and, you know, talks about the melanoma. The physician sends him for a colonoscopy. They find a left-sided mass, essentially, in the descending colon. Then he got referred, staged, looks like the patient had widely metastatic disease. Wasn't very symptomatic, actually, interestingly. His CA was high. And so the patient saw me, and we discussed essentially the options of FOLFIRI bevacizumab versus FOLFOX bevacizumab, with my bias for FOLFIRI bevacizumab, with an explanation to the patient why. So that's what we proceeded with.
Could I just ask, did you bring up the possibility of what looks like quite a few docs would have used, which is chemotherapy and an EGFR antibody? Did you bring that up to him?
No, it's always part of the discussion. So the discussion with the patient about the EGFR inhibitors is we can give it first line or I can give it second line in case first line doesn't seem to do. We talk about the toxicities of both. And frankly, when you spend time discussing with patients, then, you know, I mean, you can't hide the bias that physicians have one way or the other. We have our biases, whether we like it or not. The patient ended up, you know, favoring this option.
So he had concerns about the dermatologic issues?
Dermatologic issues, diarrhea. It's not just that. And again, like I said, on the long term, on the short term, you know, you may escape the bad rash and you may not have significant diarrhea, but then magnesium hits hard after 6 months and you literally have to give oral and IV magnesium and maintain them. And it's not the easiest, necessarily the easy regimen to go with. Nonetheless, it's an option. But my biggest concern with not using a bevacizumab option in the first line is because I know those patients are going to spend, especially those on the left side, are going to spend a lot of time on chemotherapy. And we all do the stop-and-go approach. Most of us do the stop-and-go approach. We know that with bevacizumab, we can really do that. We go with chemotherapy for 3 to 4 months, then we tone it down to capecitabine plus bevacizumab. That plateau is at 4 months. Beyond that, you know, you don't see much more benefit. With EGFR inhibitors, the challenge is I don't think anyone really understands the role of maintenance therapy. So in this case, this patient went on FOLFIRI bevacizumab, then went on capecitabine bevacizumab for 6 months, showing some signs of progression, a little symptomatic, put back the INT cannon with the 5-FU and Bev, and then did that for about 2 years. And then the patient progressed after 2 years.
Where was the progression?
The progression was more liver disease, a little bit of ascites, nothing significant. The patient was still quite functional. So I actually continued the FOLFIRI, and that's what I do in my practice, although folks may argue that you don't need the 5-FU. I typically continue with the FOLFIRI and just switch the biologic to panitumumab. At that point, I thought it was important with a left-sided tumor to at least in the first 2 lines of therapy have an exposure to an EGFR inhibitor.